Welcome to the Pakish News Podcast. Today, we're dissecting how escalating Middle East tensions are driving global energy prices and the profound implications for Pakistan.
Indeed, U.S.-Iran tensions, with threats to gas fields and retaliatory actions, are causing significant market flux. This directly threatens critical oil and gas supplies in the Gulf region.
Reports confirm crude oil benchmarks surged 8-10% in just 24 hours. Fears of supply disruptions in the critical Strait of Hormuz are a major global concern.
For Pakistan, an import-dependent nation, this surge is particularly alarming. Higher international prices mean a heavier burden on our already strained economy.
Exactly. It will widen the current account deficit, exacerbate inflationary pressures, and impact consumer purchasing power, especially with Eid al-Fitr preparations underway for March 21st.
And domestically, Pakistan is also grappling with severe weather. Heavy rains and strong winds have tragically caused 18 fatalities across the country in the last 24 hours.
A somber backdrop as the nation prepares for Eid on Saturday, March 21st. These economic pressures could certainly affect household spending during the festivities.
Policymakers face a complex dual challenge, navigating external economic shocks while simultaneously addressing urgent internal humanitarian concerns.
While President Trump has ruled out deploying ground troops, the continued pressure on Iran keeps the region's energy market highly volatile and unpredictable.
This geopolitical volatility underscores Pakistan's acute vulnerability to energy shocks, a recurring theme in our economic history and a constant challenge.
It adds significant strain, especially as the nation works towards economic recovery under an ongoing IMF program, making any additional burden on foreign exchange reserves critical.
A truly challenging period for Pakistan, balancing global economic headwinds with pressing domestic needs. We'll continue to monitor these complex developments closely on Pakish News.